First Chronicles 26:12 through 27:34. These divisions of the gatekeepers were named for the family members, and like the other Levites, they served at the house of the Lord. They were assigned by families for guard duty at the various gates without regard to age or training, for it was all decided by means of sacred lots. The responsibility for the east gate went to Meshelemiah and his group. The north gate was assigned to his son Zechariah, a man of unusual wisdom. The south gate went to Obed-Edom, and his sons were put in charge of the storehouse. Shupan and Hosea were assigned the west gate and the gateway leading up to the temple. Guard duties were divided evenly. Six Levites were assigned each day to the east gate, four to the north gate, four to the south gate, and two pairs at the storehouse. Six were assigned each day to the west gate, four to the gateway leading up to the temple, and two to the courtyard. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers from the clans of Korah and Merari. Other Levites, led by Ahijah, were in charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries of the gifts dedicated to the Lord. From the family of Libni and the clan of Gershon, Jehiel was the leader. The sons of Jehiel, Zethem and his brother Joel, were in charge of the treasuries of the house of the Lord. These are the leaders that descended from Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. From the clan of Amram, Shubiel was a descendant of the Gershon son of Moses. He was the chief officer of the treasuries. His relatives through Eleazar were Rehabiah, Jeshiah, Joram, Zikri, and Shilamoth. Shilamoth and his relatives were in charge of the treasuries containing the gifts that King David, the family leaders, and the generals and captains, and other officers of the army had dedicated to the Lord. These men dedicated some of the plunder they had gained in battle to maintain the house of the Lord. Shilamoth and his relatives also cared for the gifts dedicated to the Lord by Samuel the seer, Saul the son of Kish, Abner son of Ner, Joab son of Zeruiah. All the other dedicated gifts were in their care too. From the clan of Ishar, from Kenaniah, he and his sons were given administrative responsibilities over Israel as officials and judges. From the clan of Hebron came Hashabiah. He and his relatives, 1,700 capable men, were put in charge of the Israelite lands west of the Jordan River. They were responsible for all matters related to the kings of the Lord and the service of the king in that area. Also from the clan of Hebron came Jeriah. He was the leader of the Hebronites, according to the genealogical records. In the 40th year of King David's reign, a search was made of the records. Capable men from the clan of Hebron were found at Jazer in the land of Gilead. There were 2,700 capable men among the relatives of Jeriah. King David sent them to the east side of the Jordan River and put them in charge of the tribes of Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh. They were responsible for all the matters related to God and to the king. This is the list of the Israelite generals and captains and their officers who served the king by supervising the army divisions that were on duty each month of the year. Each division served for 1 month and had 24,000 troops. Jashabim, son of Zebdiel, was commander of the first division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the first month. He was a descendant of Perez and was in charge of all the army officers for the first month. Dodai, a descendant of Ahio, was commander of the second division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the second month. Mikloth was his chief officer. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was the priest commander of the third division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the third month. This was the Benaiah who commanded David's elite military group, known as the 30. His son Amazabadab was his chief officer. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was commander of the 4th division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the 4th month. Asahel was succeeded by his son Zebadiah. Shema, the Israelite, was commander of the 5th Division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the 5th month. Eras, son of Ikesh from Tekoa, was the commander of the 6th Division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the 6th month. Helez, the descendant of Ephraim from Pelon, was commander of the 7th Division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the 7th month. Sebekai, a descendant of Zerah from Husha, was commander of the 8th Division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the 8th month. Abiezer from Anathoth, in the territory of Benjamin, was commander of the 9th Division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the 9th month. Mahari, a descendant of Zerah from Netophah, was commander of the 10th Division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the 10th month. Benaiah from Pirathon in Ephraim was commander of the 11th Division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the 11th month. Hilad, a descendant of Othniel from Netophah, was commander of the 12th Division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the 12th month. The following were the tribes of Israel and their leader. Tribe Reuben, Eliezer, son of Zikri. Simeon, Shephtiah, son of Makkah. Levi, Hashabiah, son of Kimuel. Aaron, the priest, Zedek. Judah, Elihu, a brother of David. Issachar, Omri, son of Michael. Zebulun, Ishmaiah, son of Obadiah. Naphtali, Jeremoth, son of Azrael. Ephraim, Hoshiah, son of Azaziah. Manasseh, Joel, son of Padiah. Manasseh in Gilead, Iddo, son of Zechariah. Benjamin, Jasel, son of Abner. Dan, Azrael, son of Jerhoram. These were the leaders of the tribe of Israel. When David took his census, he did not count those who were younger than 20 years of age, because the Lord had promised to make the Israelites as numerous as the stars in heaven. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began the census, but never finished it because the anger of God fell on Israel. Total number was never recorded in David's official records. Asmaveth, son of Adiel, was in charge of the palace treasuries. Jonathan, son of Uzziah, was in charge of the regional treasuries throughout the towns, villages, and fortresses of Israel. Ezri, son of Caleb, was in charge of the field workers who formed the king's lands. Shemaiah of Ramah was in charge of king's vineyards. Zabdi, son from Shepham, was responsible for the grapes and the supplies of wine. Balhanan from Gedor was in charge of the king's olive groves and sycamore fig trees in the foothills of Judah. Joash was responsible for supplies of olive oil. Shitrai from Sharon was in charge of the cattle on the Sharon plain. Shaphat, son of Adlai, was responsible for the cattle in the valleys. Obil the Ishmaelite was in charge of the camels. Jediah from Meronoth was in charge of the donkeys. Jaziz the Hagrite was in charge of king's flocks and sheep's goats. All these officials were overseers of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a wise counselor to the king, a man of great insight, and a scribe. Jehiel, the Hechmonite, was responsible for teaching the king's sons. Ahithophel was the royal advisor. Hushai the Archite was the king's friend. Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and by Abiathar. Joab was commanded by the king's commander of the king's army. And Romans chapter 4 verses 13. Clearly, God's promise to give the whole earth to Abraham and his descendants was based not on his obedience to God's law, but on a right relationship with God that comes by faith. If God's promise is only for those who obey the law, then faith is not necessary and the promise is pointless. For the law always brings punishment on those who try to obey it. The only way to avoid breaking the law is to have the law to break, or to have no law to break. So the promise is received by faith. It is given as a free gift, and we are all certain to receive it. But whether or not we live according to the law of Moses, if we have faith, like Abraham's, for Abraham is the father of all who believe. This is what the scriptures mean when God told him, "I have made you the father of many nations." This happened because Abraham believed in God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations, for God had said to him, "That's how many descendants you will have." And Abraham's faith did not weaken, even though at the age of 100, he figured his body was as good as dead, and so was Sarah's womb. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought glory to God. He was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he has promised. Because of Abraham's faith, God counted him as righteous. And when God counted him as righteous, it wasn't just for Abraham's benefit. It was recorded for our benefit too, assuring us that God will also count us as righteous if we believe in him, the one who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God. Chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And if we confidently and joyfully look forward, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials. For we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Proverbs 19:17. If you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and he will repay you.